Hey guys, this is Pastor Sam and welcome to our channel. We're so glad that you're here. You know, our mission at Faith Church is to lead people to Jesus and elevate their faith. I hope that today's sermon will inspire you and encourage you to walk close with the Lord and that you would leave refreshed and renewed by the Word of God. God bless you. Let's get into today's Word.
Luke 1:26. Now in the sixth month, the angel who? The angel Gabriel was what? Who was it sent by? He was. Who sent him? Who sent him? You know, when God send the angel, something's about to happen. Say, Lord, send angels on my behalf this morning. Come on. Yeah. Last Yabakasana Nabasaya. Say, Lord, send angels on my behalf. Was sent to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was who? The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, what the angel said to her? No. Just give me the first word. What the angel said? When we tell you rejoice in church, are we talking false doctrine? This was a message from heaven. What the angel said? Oh, you say, Pastor, you want me to act hyper all the time? No, that's not what I'm talking about. Right? But I want you to be joyful. I want you to have joy, man. Hello, have some joy. Have a smile. You see, Sister Pauline, she said she was a bitter, mean old lady. And nobody liked her. I'm not talking to her story. She spoke her story. So I'm just picking up where she left off. Okay? She gave permission because she put it out there. Right? She was jacked up because she didn't know what it was to rejoice. And what happened? It wasn't nice, but mighty God. It says, rejoice, what? Highly favored one. You are favored of the Lord. The Lord is what? Say, the Lord is with me. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was what? Troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel of the Lord, what he said? Said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Hallelujah. You have found favor with who? And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be what? He will be what? He is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. He will be great. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will what? Reign over the house of Jacob. How? Forever. And his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, do you know that you can talk to angels? I said, do you know you can talk to angels? When an angel come to you, you can talk to them. Amen. The angel, what Mary said to the angel, how can this be since I do not know a man? Here's the answer. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. 36. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son. In where? In where? If you think you're too old, get ready. God is about to do something for you. You know, there's some women that have been believing God for children. You might be in your 30s, in your 40s, maybe in your 50s. Listen, God is not done with you. This is for somebody this morning. Listen, there's truth in this word. God is not done with you. The doctors might be done with you, but God is not done with you in the name of Jesus. Listen, only who needs it knows it. I'll say only who needs it knows it. If you don't need it, you don't know it. And you might laugh and you may think pastor is making fun. But I'm saying this morning, whoever needs it, know it. And God is about to show up for you in the name of Jesus. You might be watching online or you might watch later. I want to tell you, God is not done with you. Expect your miracle in Jesus' name. Back to 36. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month. This is now the what? Sixth month for her, who was called barren. Who was called what? You know, every woman listed in the Bible as barren brought forth. Every woman that was labeled barren, God caused them to bring forth. I want to tell you, if there's any barren area in your life, present it to the Lord this morning. If there's any barren area in your life, present it to God. Whatever thing shows up in your life as barrenness, present it to God and watch Him make it fruitful. Hallelujah. Why? For with God, nothing. Hello? Nothing will be. That means this word has power to produce all through the ages. I said this word has power to produce. Nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord. This is where we're going to hit home now. Let it what? Let it be to me. Let it be to who? Let it be to me. Tell somebody. No, rather tell the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you for this word. I pray you speak to your people this morning. I pray we'll have a life-changing encounter this day in the presence of Almighty God, that we will not leave here the same. We will be changed, we'll be transformed, we'll be challenged to walk with you and to obey your word and to live for you and to be like Mary in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. So here is Mary. And Mary is a young virgin girl. And Mary got a visitation from an angel by the name of Gabriel. And the angel told Mary the plan of God concerning her. You know, sometimes we go to prophetic service and the prophet will lay out a list of things that God has on his mind concerning us. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah that I know the plans that I have for you. I know the thoughts that I have for you. Thoughts to what? Prosper you and to give you an expected end. This was God's prosperity concerning Mary. This was God's plan concerning Mary. This was God's purpose for Mary's life. But this was not a simple plan. This was a plan that would disrupt Mary's life. This was a plan that would disrupt her plans that she had laid out on paper. You see, Mary was on the journey of getting married. Mary, well, she had her future in front of her, and Mr. Joseph was in her future. And now the angel shows up, and the angel tells her that she is about to become pregnant. How would you like, we have a few men in the room this morning, and those watching online, how would you like when it's time for you to get married, a woman shows up pregnant? How would you feel? You would say, you know what? This cannot happen. I am willing to walk away from this one. But my God, I want to tell you, sometimes when you're walking with God, God will disrupt your plans. God will disrupt your agenda. God will show up and disrupt what you have purposed for yourself. The Bible says many are the plans of a man, but God has the final say. God has the final say. So Mary was already engaged and she was anticipating her wedding day. But God showed up and God had a twist of plot. You know, you watch movies. I'm not very good at predicting the end of movies. My family, my girls, and Cher is better because they watch movies, so they have an idea what might happen at the end. I'm expecting the story to go a certain way, but then at the end comes a plot. The plot gets twisted. Anybody watch movies? You know what I'm talking about. Because what good would it be if you can tell the outcome of every movie? Then there is no need to go watch a movie because you already know what's gonna happen. So here Mary got a twist to her plot. And God came and God disrupted her situation. She was saying, you know what, I'm young and I have this opportunity to marry a good man by the name of Joseph. The Bible told us that he was a what? Good man. And she said, you know, I found myself a good man, and we're going to ride off into the sunset. We're going to have children, and everything is going to be nice. But when she was about to get into her plan, God showed up, and God shake up the plan. I want to tell you this morning, the reason many of us are sitting in this room is because God shook up our plan. Maybe you would have never came to Jesus if he didn't rock your boat a little, if he didn't disrupt your situation. Many of us are here because we were confused, we were broken, you were rejected. The people that you thought love you, all of a sudden they switched up on you. They had a plot twist all by themselves. Disruption came, but the disruption worked out for good. The Bible says all things worked together for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. This morning I want to tell you, may not know it, but God has his hand on your life. God has a purpose for your life. You have a destiny in God. And many times it comes by disruption. Do not be afraid of disruptions. Do not be afraid when your life gets shaken, when you think your boat is about to tip over. I want to tell you, the master of the storm is sleeping in the boat. Water might come in the boat, and you might think you're about to go down. But right then, the Lord arises from his resting place, and he comes, and he dwells in your situation. This morning, I want to tell somebody, say to Jesus, be it unto me. Be like Mary. It doesn't matter if you think your story is about to get disruptive, and you got your agenda laid out, and you got your next 10 years, and you're saying, Jesus, I don't have you in my plan. God, I don't have you in my plan. But this morning he's saying, put me in the plan. The angel came to Mary and said, God has a plan for you. Put him. But what will you say? Mary could have said, you know what, go get the girl down the block. She's not engaged. Or maybe have one of my cousins. She's not engaged. She looked like she's going to be a loner. She's like she's on a shelf packed away. Go use her. Just like Elizabeth. You know Elizabeth? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Old girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go find some. No! When disruption comes, it is easy to say no. Whenever it seems like your plans are going to change drastically, it's easy to say no. It's easy to say, God, not today. It's easy to say, God, not this year. I'll wait for 25. I'm 25, I'm going to serve you. In 25, I'm going to surrender my life to you. Give me one more party, Lord. I got one more New Year's Eve ball. I'm going to ball out and then I'm going to roll in. But I want to tell you, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to get it right with God. He said, work out your salvation, not with pride, not with feeling like you're good, not like feeling with like you're safe. He said, with fear and with trembling. Mighty God, the Bible said, call upon the Lord while he is near. Seek him while he might be found. Call upon him. Today is the day. So Mary didn't say, Lord, angel Gabriel, check me next year when I'm married and I'm settled. Because that would have been the perfect condition. I said that would have been the perfect condition. We put off things, spiritual things, for later. The Holy Spirit said, get up and pray. You're like, no, Lord, let me rest tonight. I got a big day tomorrow. Pastor Sherry said she can't sleep. Listen, worse things than that can happen to people. Some people can't walk. Some people can't talk. Some people can't think straight. Listen, some people are depressed. Some people are oppressed by spirits. Some people are manipulated by demons. Some people can't sleep because demons are having sex with them. Are you tracking with me? So whenever you think your boat is rocking hard, think again. Because whenever your boat is rocked as a child of God, there is a master in the storm. You are not alone. Because the promise is, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. But I'll be with you unto the end. Whenever your situation gets disruptive and disrupted, it's an opportunity for God to straighten it out. It's an opportunity for God to bless you. It's an opportunity for God to call you highly favored one. It's an opportunity for God to say, blessed art thou. It's an opportunity for God says, I'm releasing glory in your life. There will be glory after this story. So what Mary was afraid of, God had it already figured out. But the beauty is, Mary said, be it unto me. Whatever she knew, the God that she served. You know how she knew God? She read Exodus. She heard the stories of how God delivered them from Egypt. How they were under bondage. And they were being oppressed. And they were in slavery for 430 years down in Egypt. And after they cried out to God, when the pressure got so hard and they couldn't take it anymore, there's no writing that said they cried before, but it came a point where they cried, and the Bible said the cry went up to God. The cry was so strong and the cry was so hard. Maybe they cried to a level where there was no words and there was just mourning and groaning. So let me tell you, God wants you to come to the end of yourself. It comes a time where you don't got words anymore, and God understand the groans of your belly. When you start groaning from your belly, and you groan from your belly because the pain is so much, the trouble is so much, everywhere you look on the right and on the left, it's pressure. And the Bible said the cry went up to God. And what did God do? God sent a deliverer. When they were in front of the Red Sea and the armies of Pharaoh was chasing them and they thought that they would not make it, the Bible said, God said to Moses, why are you calling on me? I've already equipped you. Use what I've given you. I want to tell you, start right where you are. Use what God has released in your life. God has given you a mouth, use the mouth. God has given you hands, use the hands to be a blessing. God has given you a heart of love and compassion, show compassion to someone. He said to Moses, use what I've given you. And when Moses stretched forth the rod, the sea parted. And the Bible said, they went through on dry ground. Oh my God, the seabed came up to level plain. And they were able to walk across on dry ground. And then Pharaoh and his army decided to try it. They said, the children of God are going through. We're going to pursue her. And when they saw, rode into the Red Sea, the Bible says, God caused her. He tripped up their wheel. God tripped up their wheels. When they were pursuing her purpose, God had a plan for his people. And he was taking them into a wealthy place, and a place of rest, and a place of deliverance. And man said, he's going to disrupt it. God said, no. You can't disrupt what I have purposed, what I have destined for my people. Devil, you can't touch it. Pharaoh boys said they were riding in and we're coming in hot pursuit. But the moment they decided to pursue them, God said, not so. He caused their wheels to break, and then he caused the water to come back in, and he drowned in every one of them. So Mary knew those stories. And she said, yeah, if he did it for them, he can do it for me. I want to tell you, serve God with an attitude of gratitude. Looking back on God's faithfulness on your life. If he has brought you to this point, I want to tell you, he'll take you light years ahead. I'll say that again. If he has brought you to this point, he's going to take you light years ahead. That when you look back, you yourself, it's going to glow with surprise. I say, you yourself are going to be surprised. Do not be afraid this morning to say yes to Jesus. Do not be afraid to say yes to the plans and the purposes of God. Say, Lord, here I am. You can use me. The Lord said to the prophet Isaiah, who will go for us? He said, here I am. Send me. God is looking for people that he can birth his purpose in. He's looking for somebody that has a vacant womb that he can fill, that he can put a baby in there. I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about men and women. Every one of us has a spiritual womb. He said, out of your belly will flow. God wants to pour into you that you can flow, that you can become an image of God in the earth. He said, I'll make you a covenant. He didn't say, I'm going to make a covenant with you. In the book of Isaiah, he said, I'm going to make you a covenant. When I'm done with you, when men look at you, they're going to say, there is a God in the earth. There is a God that lives. If his story can change like this, there is a God. Mary said, be it unto me. If that's what you got planned, Lord, let it be me. And just like that, the difficult thing that Mary could have worried about was Joseph. Because when Joseph found out, he was going to put her away because he was a good man. And he was going to put her away how? Privately. Quietly. Because he loved Mary. You know, it's not easy to unlove a woman you love. I'll say it again. For all the men in here. If when a man loves a woman, he'll sleep out in the rain. He turned his back on his friends. Everything. When you love a woman. So, Joseph had good love. He didn't have malicious love. The Bible said love is pure. You see, sometimes the world teaches to blast everybody. Oh, she's no good. Air her out. Blast her out. That's not God's way. There's a way of the world, but then there's a way of God. The Bible says Joseph was a just man. And being a just man, he was not going to air out Mary. He said, girl, Mary, I love you, but I don't understand all this Holy Ghost stuff. And I don't understand all this angel stuff. And I don't understand all this tongues you're speaking in. And I don't understand all this prophecy stuff. And I don't understand all this Bible you're reading. And I don't understand all this stuff you want to go to church all the time. I don't believe all this getting up and praying stuff. I don't understand all this fasting stuff you want to do. But God had a plan. And God's plan was, hey, don't worry about Joseph. I'm going to meet with Joseph. And the Bible says, when he had the plan to put her away, God showed up in his room and he said, boy, Jojo, what is going on down with Mary? This is my work. And he worked it out. I want to tell you, when God is calling you, just say yes. When the Holy Ghost is pulling you, just say yes. He's going to work everything out. I say he's going to work it out. You don't got to worry about friends. You don't got to worry about family. This is Mary worrying about spouse. Sometimes you worry about friends and family. And you worry about your cohorts and co-workers and who else? Your mother-in-law. The famous mother-in-law. Mother-in-laws are just trouble. Mother-in-laws are a mess. If you ever had a mother-in-law, you know what I'm talking about. You see somebody, you know? I know what I'm saying. I didn't say all mother-in-law. I said mother-in-laws. Okay? You got that? Right. So if you're about to become a mother-in-law, set yourself to be a blessing. Yes. Set yourself to be a Jabez. Jabez prayed. He said, Lord, let me never cause pain. Let me never cause hurt. My son is getting a daughter. Or my daughter is getting somebody's son. Let me take care of them. Let me love them. Let me support them. Let me be a friend in need. Oh my, when they're going through and things get hard, let me support both of them. Not just one. Hello? Not just one. Because God even turned evil for good. Are you with me? Even the evil. You know, some people, it starts out bad. But God smoothed it out real nice. God is able to turn around what the enemy thought was going to be a mess. God will turn it around and make it a beautiful blessing. Just like Mary. God showed up and he said, Joseph, what is happening in Mary? She didn't go and sleep with Tom, Dick, or Harry. Or some other Jewish name. But what I'm doing, it is my work that is happening. You see, don't worry when disruption comes. Keep your eyes, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Whenever your life gets disruptive, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. When the angel showed up, the angel said to Mary, I'm bringing you good news. I'm bringing you good tidings. I'm bringing things that will make you happy. Rejoice evermore. Listen, whenever you encounter an angel of God, there's always peace. You might be fearful. But in the moment, the angel will say to you, be not afraid. How do we know this? When the angel showed up to Mary, he said to her, do not be afraid. When the angel showed up to Zechariah, the Bible says Mary was troubled. Because, listen, angels don't always look the way we think they look like. May angels do not look the way we think they look, coming with a harp and little wings and they're fat and chunky. You know what I'm talking about? They don't look like Cupid. Right? Angels can be freaky sometimes, right? So when she encountered Gabriel, and remember, Gabriel is an archangel. Gabriel is not a normal guy. Gabriel is one of them big guys, right? He's one of them big guys in the spirit realm. So when he showed up, she was a little afraid. But he said to her, "What? Be not afraid." When Zechariah encountered the angel, he was fearful. What the angel said to him, "Be not afraid." When the angel showed up to Joseph, what the angel says, "Do not be afraid." Why am I telling you this? If you ever encounter an angel, the angel will put you to rest of the Lord. But if you encounter an angel of the devil or a demon, it's going to have you feeling flustered, afraid, scared, confused. You might be wanting to run where there's nowhere to run in your sleep, right? But whenever something, the Bible says, every good and perfect gift comes where? From God, the Father of lights. And the Bible says he will give his angel what? Charge. Let me share some scriptures with you quickly. He said he will give his angels charge over you. When Jesus was being tempted, oh God, even the devil knew the word. The devil told him that he will give his angels charge to protect you. All right, let me just give you this. Psalm 34, verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encamps. What he does? Encamps around those who fear him. And what? He delivers them. Angels of God do not come to hurt. They come to deliver. Tell somebody they come to deliver. Angels of God come to deliver. Exodus 23:20 says, "Behold, I am sending an angel before you to what? To protect you." To what? To protect you along the way, to bring you to the place I have prepared for you. Psalm 91:11, he will command his angels concerning who? Concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. Let's go to Jesus. Luke 22:43. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, after he was there praying and he was crying blood, it was tough. It was a hard moment. But the Bible says, then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. What the angel did? Strengthening him. Hebrews 1:14 says, "Are not the angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?" I'll say that again. He said, "Aren't they all ministering spirits?" If a doctor comes and he ministers to you, is he doing you good or bad? He's doing good. He's taking care of you. So angels were meant to take care of us. There are ministering angels that God has over you. He said he'll give his angels what? Charge. They will be in charge to guard you. So you could pray. Say, "Lord, thank you that your angel is going before me. Thank you that the angels of God are surrounding me. The angels of God are standing guard around my family." Amen? They are ministering angels. Hallelujah. But this morning, if we're going to ever get any of this, we have to say yes. Because he says, the angels are sent to serve those who will what? Inherit salvation. Where does salvation come from? Salvation is only found in the name of Jesus. Salvation is only found with putting your trust in Almighty God. Amen. He said, "They that call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved." They shall be what? Saved. So today, put God first. Be like Mary and say, "Lord, be it unto me." Don't say, "Lord, be it unto my neighbor." Not, "Lord, be it unto my spouse," or "be it unto my children," or "be it unto somebody that's in some far distant from me." No, say, "Lord, be it unto me." Amen. Be it unto me. Hallelujah. Let me just share another scripture. Let's go down to the same chapter 2. When you say yes, others will encounter God. Write that down. When you say yes, others will encounter God. The first part was, you say yes, and God will work it out. The second part was, he'll give his angels charge over you. The last point is, when you say yes, others will encounter God. Luke 1, 40, 39 says, in those days, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered the home where of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby what? Leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Mary hurried. The Bible said when she found out that Elizabeth was pregnant, she got the news, she hurried down to her house. Because Elizabeth was a part of the plan of God. Because the angel told her, right? That Elizabeth is also pregnant, the one that is barren. She's already down 5 months. So she ran down to her house in Judea. When she got there and she greeted Elizabeth, the Bible says the baby that was in the womb of the barren woman leaped. And in that moment, the baby did not only leap. That's nice. That's what they've been praying for. But the Bible says she was filled with the Holy Spirit. What happened? She was filled with the Holy Spirit. When you say yes to God, other people will encounter the Holy Ghost. When you say yes to Jesus and yes to the plans of God for your life, others will see the light and not only see the aura that you will carry, the aura that you will carry will affect other people's lives. When you show up in a room, things will shift. When you show up in atmospheres, atmospheres will bow. You may not see them bowing, but every principality and every power all of a sudden knows your name. The moment you say yes to Jesus, the spirit realm takes account of who you are. Remember Paul? The demon said, Paul, we know. And the sons of Sceva were trying to play deliverer. But the demon said to them, we know Paul, but who are you? When you accept Jesus, every spirit knows who you are. You move from being ordinary and you become extraordinary. I say you move from being ordinary and you become extraordinary. You move from common to uncommon. You move from powerless to being powerful. No, we don't serve God for power. We serve God because he's our savior. He's our deliverer. He saved us. He redeemed our life from destruction. But that's not all that salvation comes with. The Bible, Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. It is power, power, power. So when Mary showed up, the revival was not only in her. The revival moved from her because she was carrying the master. She was carrying the maker of the universe. She was carrying the deliverer of the world. When she showed up and Elizabeth encountered her, Mary just greeted her. And when she greeted her, boom, the Holy Ghost hit Elizabeth. And what a, she began to prophesy. She began to declare some things. Now she knew Mary, but now she said some other things. She said, oh, how privileged I am, how honored I am that the mother of my Lord will come and visit me. She didn't say, oh, my wonderful cousin is here. She said, the mother of my Lord. And she didn't say, oh, thank you for coming. She said, now I am honored to have you in my presence. I want to tell somebody, when you say yes to God, he will begin to honor you. Oh, Masha. He changed you. You move from being ordinary to becoming peculiar. You become a royal priesthood. You become a holy nation. You become set apart unto God. When you say yes to God, it's a setup that God has for you. When you say, God, I'm going to serve you, I'm going to answer the call, God is setting up your story for promotion. God is setting up your story that your name will be changed and the reproach that was on your name will be removed. I'm talking to somebody this morning. The reproach that was on your name has been removed. I said the reproach that was on your name has now been removed. But it all began with a young girl saying, be it unto me. Not according to my will, not according to my plan, but But your plans are higher than my plans. The Word of God tells us the ways of God are not like man's ways. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I want to tell you, if you would submit your life this morning and be like Mary and say, Lord, be it unto me. Oh my God, there will be a flow of glory in your life. I stand here today as a product of a man that said yes. The things that God is doing in my life is not because I am something extraordinary or someone that is extraordinary. No, I'm just human, just like you. But the difference is I said yes. I said yes to the Lord. I said yes to God. I said, God, I'm a vessel that you can use. You can pour into me. You can pour into me. And when you pour into me, I'm going to pour out to your people. And he gave me a womb. My womb gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and I could fit more and more people in there, and I can carry more and more glory because I continue to be hungry, and every day I'm saying yes. I didn't just say yes about 30 something years ago and left it there. No, I keep saying yes every day. I keep saying yes, God, not my will, but your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. I want to tell you today, you may have said yes a little while ago and you've slacked off. I want you to say yes again. I want you to say yes again. Say, Lord, I'm saying yes again. I say yes to your plans. I say yes to your purpose. I say yes that I will be used by you, that others will encounter. It's not only about me. It's not only about my blessing. It's about others encountering the Savior and others knowing that there is a way out of the trap that they find themselves in. Church, it's Christmas, and we got our list of things we're gonna do. We have our list of things we're gonna buy. But I want to tell somebody, God is getting ready to disrupt your list. God is getting ready to disrupt your plans. And God may have you go visit somebody you didn't expect to visit. If the Holy Ghost said do it, go do it. Because God has a bigger purpose. God has a bigger plan. God sees down the line with what it is he has destined for you. And God says, I'm going to use you to do great and mighty things. I'm not going to use you to do ordinary things. I got big plans for you. I got extraordinary shoes for you to fill. But you can't fill it on your own. You will fill it with a yes. You will fill it with a yes. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you this morning. Say yes to the Lord.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged your heart. We also want to say a special thank you to our faithful givers and partners. It's because of your generosity that the vision moves forward. If you would like to partner with us, please visit faithchurch.life/give. On Sundays, we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. So join us there. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss another sermon again. I'm Emily. Let's read the book.